You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last night, I saw something on social media surrounding the Line 3 oil pipeline in the United States, and I was kind of confused. I'd never seen this before. I was wondering if it was a recent event, and it turns out it's been going on for a long time. Now, if you're wondering what the Line 3 oil pipeline is, it was an oil pipeline developed by the Enbridge Corporation, which ships crude oil from the tar sands of Alberta, Canada, through to Superior, Wisconsin, and into northern Minnesota. The pipeline spans through Alberta, Canada. However, Enbridge is looking to produce a new 340-mile, or 547-kilometer for us in New Zealand, pipeline expansion, which is under construction currently. When completed, 1 million barrels of tar sands oil per day shipped through there. Enbridge claims that this project is great for Minnesota's economy, and it will create over 4,000 jobs. The company says that they're within regulations of the law to receive approval to expand and operate the pipeline. However, this has left indigenous tribes of the region to fight for their ancestral land, with protests occurring since the construction of the pipeline began. The indigenous, I'm going to butcher this, Anishinaabe people have opposed the development of the pipeline over environmental issues such as climate change and oil spills, their health and their rights as well. The pipeline is estimated to produce 170 billion kilograms of carbon dioxide per year, which is the equivalent of 50 coal plants. It will cross over 200 critical wetlands and destroy ecosystems. The pipeline will look to traverse through lakes and land which are sacred to natives, especially wild rice beds, a key economic, nutritional, and cultural resource for the Anishinaabe people. With the recent news today relating to climate change, we know that its impacts are quite detrimental, and this is especially the case for native populations in the United States, as the problems they face with loss of land and resources, human rights, discrimination, lack of access to healthcare, education, and employment. All of this will be greatly heightened with climate change, or the issues that we face with climate change. The production of this pipeline also violates treaty rights put in place in 1855, as it endangers primary areas of hunting, fishing, and wild rice. Ultimately, the Anishinaabe people seek Biden to suspend or revoke the Line 3 Project's Clean Water Act. Biden can also direct the Army Corps of Engineers to prepare a federal EIS that fully evaluates the risk of oil spills from the new Line 3. That also address climate change impacts and threats to indigenous peoples, which he can do so through his cabinet. But unfortunately, I couldn't get an interview on the matter. I did speak to Greenpeace, however, and they did say that they didn't know too much about the issue, obviously because it hasn't been in mainstream media that much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.